JFM's Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
With a 100% electric Renault Zoe, official car partner of the GAA.
Johnny B and Johnny Smacks, the two Johnnies are in. They've got a book out called Dear Johnnies, the two Johnnies solve all your problems. Hello, lads. How are you?
Harding Zine. Great to be here.
Very good. Oh, it's brilliant to see you. It's great. You know, how's the book going for you so far? Is it going well?
Yeah, the book is flying. People tell us. Yeah. We went into all the bookshops in Dublin yesterday looking for it. And, it seems to be sold out in a lot of places.
Really?
Yeah, so that's great. We're literally hands on.
Did you go in and sign a few copies on the sly? That's what a lot of authors are doing these days.
Yeah.
I wish I had thought of that. That's a great idea.
So, how did you guys get together? I mean, like, did you know each other before college, or is that how you met?
Yeah. So, Johnny was a big country star, and I was working as a waitress in a hotel. And
that's a star is born.
Sorry.
Yeah. Or the Human League, was it?
Yeah, he was a waitress in a cocktail bar.
I lived in Roscrane in North Tipperary, and then I moved down south. To Care, and I changed GA clubs, which is massive. Yeah. And I was looking for somewhere to live down there. I got a job, and I seen this man had a room. He was looking for a lodger.
Right. And it was fate, really, wasn't it?
That's exactly what it was. Just, destined to be together.
And did you immediately gel? Like, was there a chemistry? Did you feel it was there?
Yeah, we're not going out. I know we may as well be. Yeah, no. Straight away, Johnny has always been, like, really funny, and I was in bands and stuff, so we just ended up doing things together. He's just a great man for telling stories. We ended up like hosting our local GA Strictly, and everyone was like, I don't know what you have, lads, but you have something.
There's something going on there now, boys.
You want to go get it looked at.
And the band that you were with, what was it, kind of a covers band, or was it original material? Were you writing your own songs?
No, I was just going around selling my soul, renting my soul to weddings and pubs and whatnot.
What was were you the singer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what was your favourite song to sing?
Oh man, maybe Del Saw Doctors.
Yeah, you have fallen for it. That sort of one.
Yeah, you can't play that at a wedding in Dublin, but down the country now, people lose their minds.
Really?
You play that.
Yeah. What would be the Saw Doctors one? There's some gentler ones that maybe the Doves would be into, would they?
Oh, I've no interest in the gentle stuff.
I mean, all right.
This is like grab your auntie and jive.
And do you play the guitar and stuff as well?
Yeah. We play. So we like it's handy when we're writing comedy that we can bring in the stand up and the guitar. We can mix it up.
I saw somewhere that you've had 5 number ones.
Oh, I'm going to update that.
So why are we not playing? Oh, 6?
7.
Why are we not playing them here on the radio if they're number ones? Then?
Well, I was about to kick down your door.
Right, okay.
The cameraman is a big guy.
Yeah.
No, it's been great. Thanks to JFM. They've always supported us now. Thanks. Yeah. But it's gas. Like, that's the
you
way
don't have to say that now. It's okay.
All right, sorry, yeah. That's the way it's going, sure. It's like you can be big on YouTube and all these things now, Spotify,
That's true, yeah. It's the way it is. Anyway, the book is called Dear Johnnies, the two Johnnies solve all your problems. So is it all problems? Because I saw there's kind of guides to pubs and things there as well.
Yeah, we're trying to help out the country people, especially here in Dublin. There is a guide to the nightlife in Dublin, I suppose we call it.
Yeah.
And that's from a country man's perspective.
And are you based now in Dublin, or do you live in Tipperary?
No, we're still living in Tipperary,
down in the Holy Land.
Yeah. Yeah, we were trying to rent up here, but I mean, we tried to rent a nest in a tree and it was $5,000 a month, so we just gone.
No, you couldn't leave Tipperary, it's too much crack.
Yeah.
Well, like, we like hanging around with the old fellas.
Right.
Do you know, we were up in Dublin for a while, and my neighbour is an old man from Kerry, God love him, and I was coming out the door to go train him one night in a Dublin jersey a friend had given me, and all I can hear from down the road is, I suppose you're getting paid to wear that, are you? Get that off your back.
You mentioned it at the Boar's Head, which is on Cable Street, right? Legendary place.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that Paddy O'Shea, he had a routine of ordering 3/4 full pints of Guinness. What is this true?
So Hugh is the owner of the Boar's Head.
Yeah, I met him once or twice.
And he's a great character, like, and I love going in there and sitting down when it's nice and quiet, and I'll be asking him stories. He'll be telling me stories from everything from Alex Higgins to all the greats that come in there. Yeah. But he said at one stage, Paul, he had a particular notion that he would just order 3/4 pints of Guinness.
Yeah.
For no apparent reason.
He was trying to cut back slightly, maybe, or something like that.
I think so.
Go all the way to the top there. Yeah.
So, you could squeeze 4 more pints in then.
If he's counting the calories or what.
Very good. And the podcast is doing really well, isn't it? It's unbelievable.
It's great for us. It's
kind of up there all the time.
Yeah, and it's changed the game. Like, even at the moment now, I think it's up at the top of the charts. And it's great. It's kind of, it's brought us into a whole different audience now as well. And we love doing it. I mean, the first time we ever, like, thought about a podcast, we rang one fella we knew who was doing one, he told us how to upload it. Yeah. And he'd been doing it for around 100 weeks at that stage. Yeah. And I don't know how he was getting on, but when we done it, it went straight up the charts and we were delighted. Like, and it's, and it is, it's great. And people tune into it.
What do you think the magic is?
I think it's just real. I think it's,
be,
it is, it's
be
funny.
Serious now.
Yeah, it, no, no,
it's
it
funny,
is,
but it's funny. Because people have connected with it, haven't they?
Yeah, but it's honesty too. I think because we record it, we built a studio on our house.
Right.
Like here, I feel like I should be professional. But when I'm at home in the house recording the podcast, you just relax.
Right. Yeah.
And same when your guests are in, you just end up saying things that you're like, then people come up to you in the street and go, say it to you. And you're like, how do you know that?
Yeah.
You forget that you say it on the podcast.
Yeah, I know, and they can actually hear it, that it's a very personal thing.
Yeah.
I think as well, like, there's so much negativity out there with everything else at the moment as well. It's nice that you turn on ours, like, we're not going to be serious really about anything. It's just a bit of a laugh. They can turn it on now or a week, have a laugh.
And very good.
And enjoy.
And when you say you built a studio, what's in the studio?
There's a lot of photographs.
Many microphones.
There's four microphones.
Oh,
yeah.
Mixer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, and there's a framed signed photo of John Lahey, and there's a couple of Saw Doctors records.
Of course, just in case. Yeah, in case of emergency, break glass.
If we're having a really bad day, we just pop on. That's what she said last night, and it's all right.
There's a Brendan Grace vinyl. There's a collection of signed memorabilia.
Very good.
And cameras and Christmas lights. And
excellent.
it's for the man in the van, and the man in the tractor, and the mother making the dinner. All these people were shouting out to ye.
Excellent. Now, you've got the letters that you have here in the book, right? You had one, for example, a girl looking to meet a fella in her first year of college. The lads profile the type of guys she's likely to meet: the quiet lad, the GAA jock, the flash Harry, the rocker, the Tang countryman.
Tang. Do you ever hear that term?
No, what's that, Tang?
Tang is like, do you ever see a man, he's wearing the check shirt or he's got like a Scania jacket, got the bootcut jeans, you know, his hobbies include, you know, tinkering with tractors and shooting foxes. Like that.
He's kind of clean looking, but
clean looking, buddy. You know, at any minute he can just explode. And also down the country, the big thing is the bigger the belt buckle, the bigger the farm he has. Mm. So if you see him around with a massive belt buckle, he's got a lot of money in the bank.
And Tang is actually a town.
Yeah,
Tang is it?
Yeah, it's a little village.
Oh,
up there near Roscommon.
All right.
People keep robbing the road signs.
Tang
hauling.
For many people, Dublin is the end goal. After graduation, many people aspire to leave for the bright lights of Dublin, but there's always a risk you'll turn into a fully fledged dub. The Johnnies outline what the telltale signs are. So, if you know you've been Dublinised, what's the downfall?
I came into a meeting earlier and people hug you. It's like, hi, how's it going? Hug.
Yeah.
Like, down the country, you don't hug people.
That's it. No hugging,
no,
right?
No, like,
keep your distance.
You're allowed to hug someone for about 40 seconds after winning a county final.
Wow.
After that, it's back to awkward handshakes.
Yeah. Right. And the language as well. A lot of the country fellas move up here and lose the language. Like, we'll always say butter. Butter.
Butter. Butter. Oh, sorry. Yeah. I thought you meant like road.
Yeah, no. And also mutter. Mutter down the country is spelled M-U-D-D-E-R.
Mutter.
Yeah,
I like it.
Mutter.
Very good. Well, listen, the book's out, Dear Johnny. Actually, I've got a letter here that you might be able to deal with for us here.
Sure, we'll try
Dear Johnny's, the two Johnny's, solve all your problems. It's out now. It's in all good bookshops. It's at number 4.
Yeah.
But it's probably going to be number 1. Probably by the weekend.
With a bit of lucky after
even
this.
By lunchtime, you never know. So go get it. And I hate to use the term stocking filler, but it is that time of year.
Yeah.
And you know, you'd be happy enough if I said stocking filler.
It's specifically made to fit in a good stocking.
Okay. Dear Johnnies, as you know, here on The Breakfast Show. Oh, this is from me.
Oh, brilliant.
All right, okay.
Oh, great.
As you know, here on The Breakfast Show, we run an annual ski trip in Austria every year. Around 700 Irish people have a great time skiing, having a drink or two, and let's just say getting to know each other's personalities. We also host a puck fada every year on the side of a snowy mountain where listeners come dressed in their county jerseys to try and drive a slitter the furthest. Is that the right pronunciation of slitter?
Yes, yeah, that's excellent.
However, Johnnies, we have a problem. Here's the bit. Here's the crux. The irreplaceable host of the Puck Fada, who you may know, Paul Collins, has left the building and we are in need of someone to take it over in January. Can you help us think of someone to fill this Paul Collins-shaped hole on our Top Flight Today FM ski trip 2020? Yours truly, me.
I don't know if there is a man who could fill that legendary hall.
I know, that is
it's definitely a two-man job.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But we
Dermot and Dave, they're on home too.
They're too busy.
They can't go, they're grinding their own
Zig
granola.
And Zag, maybe.
They're making their own porridge, they're busy.
Zig and Zag. I don't think Ant and Dick are into the hurling either.
No, I don't think so.
Like, we could go.
We could go. We'll chance it.
Two Johnnies.
Yeah, would you have us?
On the mountain.
Yeah.
That's a brilliant idea.
There we go.
Did you just think of that just now?
Yeah, just now.
Popped
into my head.
That's brilliant. Let's do that. Both the two Johnnies are coming on the ski shirt. Yay!